Let's now turn to God's Word, and Angela's going to read from Luke chapter 2 and verses 8 to 14.
And there were shepherds living out in a field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests."
Thank you, Angela. Let's stand and sing our next song together. Another well-known and much-loved Christmas carol, "O Come, O Ye Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant." Some years ago now, as part of one of their glossy Christmas advertising campaigns, Marks and Spencer's posed a very interesting question, and it was this: what does Christmas mean to you in three words? And they did a little bit of vox pops, as we call it, and they went out onto the streets and they collared a few unsuspecting Christmas shoppers, and they asked them, what does Christmas mean to you in three words? And they came up with some interesting suggestions. Some said the Queen's speech. Others said, more honestly, eating too much. And there were other brave souls who, for them, they said, last-minute shopping. But what three words, according to the Bible, would describe the real meaning of Christmas? Well, for the Bible, the real meaning of Christmas, I think, can be summed up in these three simple, but life-changing and world-changing words. And they are these: God loves you. God loves you. But the message of Christmas tells us that not only that God does love us, but he proved his love for us also by giving us three gifts that are highlighted by the shepherd's encounter with the angels on that first Christmas morning that we celebrate again today. First of all is the gift of good news. The gift of good news. We see that in verse 10, the first of these three gifts that prove God's love for us. The shepherds are told that God is bringing them good news. And if ever a group of men needed good news, it was these shepherds. Here were people who, because of their dirty job and its long working hours, working in an isolated and often unpleasant and inhospitable environment, they were despised by decent people, as they would have referred to themselves. They were cast out onto the fringes of society. Because of their job being so dirty, they were not allowed to enter into the temple to worship because of ritual defilement. And they were regarded as an untruthful and unreliable lot and were not invited to give testimony in a court of law because their testimony was regarded as dubious at the very least. So they were not viewed highly and given a great position in the society that they were in. And so this group of people, they were certainly more than ready to hear good news, especially if it made a difference to their dull and humdrum lives. And friends, the world is often full of people like that, even on this happy Christmas morning for many of us, but perhaps, as Michael's already alluded to, for some this morning, not quite so. People who are looking for good news. People who are longing for good news instead of the bad news that seems to be constantly being directed towards them, either through life circumstances or things that are going on in their families or just what they see going on in the world around them. They long for and they yearn for good news. And that was what these shepherds longed for, and perhaps some of us long for as well. And they were given that good news that they longed for and that their hearts yearned and ached to know. And the good news was this: God is personally interested in them. God has come to them, the despised, the cast out, the downtrodden, the ignored and the ostracized. He has come to them first to bring this message of good news, that God loved them, that God saw them, and that God was personally interested in them and in their lives. And the same holds, good friends, for you and I this morning. God does love you. God does see you. God is interested in every aspect and facet of your life. He is genuinely interested in you. So that's the first gift that they are given, the gift of good news. But that leads us into the second of these three gifts that these shepherds are given. The gift, verses 11 and 12, of a visible sign. The angels are, shepherds are told by the angels that they will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. Here the shepherds are being told simply and clearly how they will know that God's word is true and his gift is real. Friends, we do not have a God this morning who is not real and who does not do what he says and does not, as we say, deliver and come through on the promises that he makes. Nor is he a God who will lead us up the proverbial garden path and, having got us there, turn round and say to us, "Ah, I got you. You were not expecting that. No. Rather, God knows that in our humanity and fallenness, we need signs of his love and proof of his care. And so he provides these ancient shepherds with all the proof that they needed. A baby. Here was the sign of God's proof and care, wrapped up in strips of cloth, small and weak and vulnerable, but unmistakably real, unmistakably present. God with us, our Christmas Emmanuel. And so the message of Christmas is that God not only loves us, but that he proves and proved his love for us by giving us the most precious gift of all that he could give, the gift of his own son, Jesus, to be our Savior and our Lord, born for all of us on that first Christmas morning, and again for us as we celebrate the Lord's birth yet again on Christmas Day 2021. So there's the gift of good news, which our world stands as always in need of receiving. The gift of a visible sign. And then the third and the final gift, down to verse 14, the gift of a glorious future. Because the angels say to the shepherds assembled before them that this baby will do something. He will bring peace to men on earth. In other words, he is saying there is more to look forward to. There is more to come in the years to come. You see, friend, the worst thing we can do this morning with the message of Christmas is to keep the baby Jesus in the manger. To keep him as a baby. Because, friends, the message of Christmas does not come to its end with the birth of Jesus. Actually, it's only the beginning. It's the beginning of a much richer, larger, and longer story. Because Jesus was not born to be a baby. He was born to grow up. He was born to do and to achieve something that nobody else could. And that was peace on earth to men. And for Jesus to accomplish that, he did indeed have to grow up and become a man. Become that man that God had created him and his incarnation to be. The God-man who would die on that cross on that first Easter, that first Good Friday, for your sin and mine. And it was by that method that he would bring God's peace to men on earth. But there's one other thing that I think must be said, and it's this. This peace of God which Christ comes to make possible by means of his death, it demands of us, all of us this morning, a response. Because as the angel's message to those ancient shepherds makes very clear, that the peace that is promised, it will be on those, they say, on whom his favour rests. And it's at this point that the angel reveals to us that if we wish to receive the gift of this glorious future that God has planned for us, then we will have to come before, not Jesus the baby, but Jesus the man, who died on that cross to set you and I free from our sins. That we would know the forgiveness of sins and the new life that only Jesus has the power to give to each of us. Perhaps for the first time on this Christmas Sunday morning. For it is then and only then that we will know and experience God's favour. We will know and experience God's peace. How? Because we will have received the joy that only Jesus is able to give. We will have received the gift of the good news that he offers. We will have believed in the sign that he has given, which leads us to the glorious future that he has promised. Peace on earth with God, and one day peace with him in heaven. What a wonderful thing it would be, friends, as we have opened and unwrapped our gifts this morning and celebrated them and said our thanks to our loved ones for them, that we were able to come to God and say, Lord, I give to you the gift of my heart. I open it up to you. Take it. Receive it. Fill it with your love, with the joy of your forgiveness and the assurance of sin forgiven, that I might begin afresh and make that new start with you in Jesus. This morning. Make Christmas Day, the day when we celebrate Christ's birth, the day when you're able to look back, if you've not done so already, and say, that was the day when I was born afresh, when life began truly anew. when I entered into all that Jesus was born and died in order that I might receive and know as my own. Life and life in all its fullness. That's what Jesus says many years later in John chapter 10. I have come. I've come on that first Christmas. I come again this Christmas that you might have life and life in all its fullness. That is the great gift that Jesus offers to all this morning who have not yet received it. As we end our time together, my simple question with which I leave you is this. Will you take that gift? Will you open that gift? And will you know the joy of receiving that gift from the Lord this morning? May it indeed be so. Let us pray together. Lord, we thank you for reminding us of the precious gift of Jesus born amongst us this morning afresh. Lord, we pray that if we have not yet received the gift of that new life that you give, may we receive that gift now in simple and humble faith as we give our lives and our hearts to you now. Hear this as we pray, O Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Well, let's finish with a well-known and again a really joyful hymn of praise. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and turn his face towards you and give you this Christmas day his joy, his peace, and his salvation. Amen.